With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the sixth chapter of Hilchos Brachos. Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet, in the middle of the Halacha, V'kama shiur hamayim, what is the minimum amount of water that we need to use when washing our hands before we eat, says Rambam, revi'is l'chol shtei yodayim. A revi'is for each one of the two hands. Mashma from the Rambam, that you only throw the water once, you taka need to use the amount of a revi'is or more, but it's one throw on one hand, and then you throw the water once on the other hand. Indeed, Yidden that come from Yemen, most of which follow the rulings of the Rambam, that is their minik, that they throw water once on each hand. Now, the Rambam himself, in Hilchas Mikvois, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel, there in the context of washing one's hands for ritual purity, does mention the need of washing each hand twice, but not over here. And so is Shitas Rambam. Now the Rebbe, in the Hayom Yom for Chof Shvat, brings from a letter of the Rebbe Rashab, quoting the letter, that according to the Agos Ashri, Netilas Yadayim for a meal should be done in a way where we pour water from a vessel three times consecutively over each hand. And then the Rebbe continues, quoting the letter of the Rebbe Rashab about other nuances that the Rebbe Rashab saw his father, the Rebbe Maharaj, doing during Netilas Yadayim. Now, the source in Halacha of why we would have to throw water three times consecutively on each hand. So in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Samach Beis, in Halacha Vav, and really the whole Simen that's speaking about the differences, whether you're throwing a revi'is at a time or less than a revi'is, and there is taka scenario, al pi halacha, that if your hand is dirty to begin with, so the first throwing of the water is pasha to wash off the dirt. Then if you're not using a revi'is, then you have to wash your hands again, each hand twice, which is a total of three. So just to appreciate that the various other sources in Halacha, number one is what we just mentioned from the Agos Ashri, even though the Agos Ashri was written at a time where there was a tremendous lack of water. So his writing of washing three times on each hand is because the hands were dirty and because you're not using a revi'is at a time. But nevertheless, there is a svara to say, as is said by the Riva, right, the Baal Tosfos, that once it became accepted to wash each hand three times, even when you're using a lesser amount of water, and even if you begin with a dirty hand, then once you have that minig, then regardless, you continue to wash, as is minig Chabad, each hand three times. There is also in Nigla, you have in the Hagos Shulte Geboiden on the Mordechai in Brachas. He writes, Gavaldik, he writes that since when we wash our hands in the morning, we wash each hand three times, not consecutively, alternating, but we wash it three times. So in order for us to have a uniformity in number, we also have a minig of washing four netilas yadayim l'su'uda three times on each hand. Yet there is another svara from the Ravid, Amasech the Tamid. He writes, Gavaldik, he writes that the Karbin Tamid that was offered in the Beis HaMikdash was washed three times. Also, when we rinse meat, right, Hadacha, in the process of salting it, we rinse it three times. And similarly, that Ivan writes that we should wash our hands three times, as is, again, that's a third source for the Minhag Chabad. Now, there's a Gevaldike letter of the Friedike Rebbe that's printed in Igeres HaKodesh from the Friedike Rebbe, Chele Gimel, Amit Shin Ches. The Friedike Rebbe is compiling all different types of Netilas Yadayim and what they mean, Beruchnias. So there, he speaks about a concept of throwing water, not to take away sur mirah, not to take away something unholy, but to add to kedusha. So perhaps this is the concept of washing our hands three times. The first two times we have an halacha. One is to remove tumas yodayim. The second time is to remove the tumas hamayim that remained on our hand. In other words, it's taking away the negative, but we don't only want to be dealing with removing the negative. The third time, there's nothing, there's no tumah here. The third time is the concept of adding more kedusha in the process of getting ready to begin our meal.